Hello, my audio boo friends. It's January 25th, 2013. It's a Friday, late evening. Or no, early evening, late afternoon. It's about 4 minutes to 5 o'clock. I can't get any more precise than that. I'm driving home from work. It's been a long, long week. I think what made it really long is the fact that it's been very cold here in Montreal. Looks like we're probably going to get a break starting this weekend, although it's still going to be rather nippy, at least for European standards, for UK and points beyond. But it's going to be warmer than it has been relatively here. Talking about, I think, anywhere around minus 12 to minus 14 for highs for tomorrow and Sunday. One good thing about this week is I started wrapping my head around my prioritizing and my organization, my organizing my digital life, as I had left a audio boo on this at the beginning of the week. And I had at that point I had talked about a few tools that I was going to put in my arsenal for organizing myself. My to-do lists and all my other stuff, peripheral information that I seem to accumulate in a, you know, be it daily or weekly or monthly activities that I have on the internet and elsewhere. So I started by talking about Evernote to keep documents and websites, snippets of information, notes that I might take when I'm speaking to my clients. Then I think I mentioned Remember the Milk. And I also mentioned Gmail. And one of the things that I found out this week, which I knew partly, but I'd sort of forgotten, I guess, was there are plugins for Firefox and Google Chrome to be able to integrate Remember the Milk and Evernote into Gmail. And that's exactly what I did this week on my portable Firefox install on my USB key, which I bring with me to work. I've now installed Remember the Milk, the plugin, and also Evernote. And Evernote really works well. Basically, what it allows you to do is insert a note, insert an Evernote into an email that you're composing, or if you receive an email, to save it as an Evernote. Now, in Google Plus, I had done a screenshot and went into more detail about one thing in particular that I thought or I had assumed it would do, and then it doesn't really do. When you first open an email in Gmail after installing the Evernote plugin, which is called Probot, something like that. Superbot? No, I don't know. Right now it escapes me. Oh. Anyway, I'll put it in the notes in the comments on this audio boo. Basically, it puts a little, if you have an attachment in an email, it puts a little text next to the attachment that says send to Evernote. So I'm looking at it. When I first looked at it, I said, oh great, this is fabulous. How often do I get attachments in an email and I end up leaving them in the email or filing them in my computer somewhere, but they're not always accessible? And I said, this is great. I throw them into Evernote, maybe with a little comment, and I know what it's about and I know how to follow up on it. For instance, if I want to follow up on an item. But that's not what it does at all. If you click the send to Evernote next to the attachment, it sends the entire email, just like the button at the top that says send to Evernote. So I don't know if that's a glitch maybe in the plugin, or if it's a glitch in the fact that I'm using the plugin in a portable version of Firefox. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to investigate a little bit further before I make my final comment on that. Today I installed the plugin for Remember the Milk, which I had done so years ago, but literally years ago. Now, And it worked well. I mean, I saw my Remember the Milk pop up. I think it was in the calendar that I originally installed Remember the Milk plugin. I can't remember now. Anyway, but now it's in Gmail, and what it does is it creates a whole sidebar with all your Remember the Milk information. So you have your categorized by due dates, or you can show all the, you know, all your Remember the Milk items. And I like that because I'm often, especially at work, I'm often in Gmail. If I'm on my portable, my laptop, I'm in within the Gmail window all the time. So now to be able to send stuff to Evernote and look at my Remember the Milk is wonderful because I get those two items integrated within my Gmail, which I use extensively for work and for personal communications and so forth. So it's wonderful. I just find it all ties in well together and cohesively, and hopefully it'll keep me on track for my information and also to be able to organize all the data that I have, and because right now it's spread all over the place. The ideal thing would be also to get my photos somewhere. And I was thinking of Picasa because, again, it's a Google product. And since I seem to be very much a Google fanboy, I thought it would be great, you know, to use Picasa. I haven't committed to that yet. I'm definitely thinking about it, though, because it integrates well with Google Plus. So that might be my next step, which would mean I'd have to, I wouldn't say sacrifice iPhoto, but I would have to remove my photos from iPhoto and put them into Picasa, which isn't a bad thing in and of itself. However, I do like a few things about iPhoto. So what I'm going to do is I'll take maybe a couple of dozen photos, throw them into Picasa, and play around with it and see what it's like. And also see how much room one gets when they have Picasa, and how accessible things are, and what the interfaces look like, because that's important to me as well. It's got to be not so much intuitive, but efficient. I don't care so much about an intuitive graphics interface, because I've been using computers for so long that I don't mind if it's a little bit clunky, but as long as it's an efficient clunky, if you get my drift. So that's it. It's actually a nice evening. Still cold, but nice. But boy, I can tell you this cold thaw cycles that we've been having over the last few months have wrecked havoc on the pavement in this city. It's incredible. So, and I'm just going to leave you on a note. This is a bit, what do they call that? Self-serving? Yeah, self-serving. I went to Google today to do a search, and I see that the Google Doodle, which is the writing Google, right? It's called the Google Doodle, and they change it for various things, when there's an anniversary of something, or the birthday of a famous composer or scientist, and I look at it, and it's got a birthday cake, and muffins, and candles, and I'm going, oh, yeah, I wonder whose birthday it is. You know, I thought maybe it had something to do with Robbie Burns Day, because today's Robbie Burns Day. So I put my cursor on top of the Google Doodle, and up comes, oh, drum roll. I don't have a drum. My steering wheel. Right, drum roll. It's me. It says, happy birthday. Blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Happy birthday, Stefano. I can't even say it myself. It sounds so self-serving. But yes, indeed, it's yours truly's birthday today, big 49. Yeah, I don't know what awaits me at home. I don't know, supposedly my family's gone away for the weekend to my mother-in-law's. So I don't know, I may get home, there could be a surprise birthday party waiting for me, or most likely an empty house, but that's okay. I'll have fun tonight, just me and a cup of tea. And the internet. All right. Catch you all later. Thanks for listening.